The Sarasota chapter is a powerhouse in Florida. There's no state in the Audubon universe that's more well organized than Florida. And every year I visit at least three or four of the really highly effective chapters. And with what that chapter has done with celery fields, it's hard to imagine a better place to be.
That's one of the prime birding spots here on the East Coast Flyway. And it was threatened by a cement recycling plant. Fortunately, there's been enough public outcry that it looks like it's put the kibosh on that. So what kind of energy are you bringing to the political process or to just regular people out there to try to marshal their support to get something done before it's too late?
Well, what I'm grateful for is acknowledgement and support of people who love being in Florida and their elected representatives. That just 5 years ago, it was hard to get some elected representatives to even acknowledge that there was change happening. And now the conversation about sea level rise and a changing climate is something that everybody takes for granted. So then the question becomes, what do you do about it? And the one thing we know that we're not going to do about it is we're not going to build 3,000 miles of concrete barriers around the entire Gulf and Atlantic seaboard. So there will be places that we're going to need to harden because of sea level rise. But really, the best, most cost-effective and productive solution is the green side of that spectrum, which is around restoring wetlands, restoring natural barriers. And there's no better example of that than the Everglades. So in Tampa Bay, the Alafaya Bank Sanctuary is a breakwater that is human-made, and what it's doing is it's building up oyster beds and other natural barriers. So we started with this human-made rock and mesh wire barrier, and Mother Nature does some pretty amazing things if you give her a chance. And what she's done is built up a reef around it, and where we've been able to build that barrier, storm surge is less, coastal erosion is less. And we saw the same thing in the Everglades, that the power of storms that went across the Everglades was greatly diminished in Irma because Florida's wetlands, including the Everglades, they're nature's shock absorbers. They benefit birds, people, fresh water, and they have huge economic benefits too. For every dollar that gets spent on renewing wetlands, you save four or five in storm damage.
Do you believe that this is something that's going to probably have to be replicated on a national basis as we're facing several feet of sea level rise in the upcoming century?
Yes, I think that you'll see breakwaters like Alafaya replicated in lots of places. You'll see natural wetlands restored in lots of places. You'll see sanctuary and coastline restoration happening in a lot of places.
You know, in a nutshell, David, what is Audubon's top priority right now for the near future?
So Audubon's top priority in Florida is the restoration of the Everglades. We're greatly encouraged by the money being set aside to build a reservoir at the southern end of the Everglades, but it's really only a start. You know, the Everglades take up 25% of Florida's landmass. And were it not for some special interests, I think the Everglades would have been restored a long time ago.
David Yarnold is president and CEO of the National Audubon Society. Thanks so much for talking to us. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much.